Baby? Hi. Hi, babe. You're up earlier than I thought. How are you feeling? You're feeling okay? Well, that's surprising. Do you need anything? Are you thirsty or hungry, maybe? There's some water here that I left for you. No? Are you sure you're okay? Where are you? In my room? Can you not see that? Yeah, of course, this is my room. I was very excited to show you. Do you like it? I tried to make it pretty for you before I got you here. I hope you like it a lot. Oh, what are you doing here? Well, it's a very long story. I'll tell you about that maybe later, but right now I have to make sure that you're okay. You sure you don't want anything to eat? I got some stuff from the supermarket to make sure that you had enough. Maybe a snack or a fruit or something? No, nothing? That's okay. I guess it's not dinner time yet, right? Maybe a little bit later. Well, you don't have to worry about why you're here right now, okay? I promise that I'll take good care of you, and you don't have to worry about anything. What? Oh, your head? Well, no, don't take them off. They're bandages. Don't take them off, okay? You hit your head a little hard earlier, and I had to put those on, but just don't touch it, okay? 'Cause you were pretty hurt, but I applied some ointment on it, and those bandages should also help. I think you'll be feeling so much better in no time. Yeah, you did hit your head. Do you not remember that? What do you remember? Yeah, you did go to work today. But then you were feeling a little under the weather, I think. And on the way to your car, I saw you. You fell to the ground, and I had to go to your rescue, and I had to take you home to make sure that you're okay and nothing happens to you. Well, yeah. You were walking on the parking lot, and you started limping and falling over, and just fell to the ground and hit your head, I guess. But that's okay, 'cause thankfully I was there, right? Well, I was there because I was passing by and I saw you there. Yeah. So, of course, I had to do something, right? How do I know that you worked there? Well, you probably told me at some point, right? I've always known that you worked there. What time is it? It's 5 p.m. right now. Are you not hungry at all? You wanna leave? But you can't. I have to take care of you. How are you gonna drive with that bump on your head? I have to keep you here, so you have someone to take care of you, okay? You're in no state to go and walk around the city right now. God knows what could happen to you. So, I think I should keep you here for a little while. Probably overnight, and well, we'll see how long, right? Just depends on how you're feeling. I know that you think that you're feeling good, but you never know. You probably also thought that you were feeling good earlier, and then you fell to the ground for no reason. So, you just have to be very careful about those things, okay? And I want to take care of you and make sure that that never happens again. Did you have lunch today? Oh, you did? Anyways, how was work today? Was it good? Do you still work with that Amy woman? Yeah, that one. You do? Okay. No, it's nothing. I've never been very fond of her. She got you lunch today? Well, why did she do that? If you didn't have any money on you, you know that you can always call me. I would have brought you the lunch to your workplace. I was already there anyways. What? Well, I was there passing by, you know. Not like all the time, of course. That would be very weird, right? Here, drink some water. You're probably very thirsty. You've been sleeping for a while, you know. Good. What? Oh, your clothes? Oh yeah, those over there, they are your clothes. Well, you know, I don't allow outside clothes in my bed, so I had to change you into some pajamas. Yeah, they are my pajamas. They were pretty tight on you, but you look so cute now. You can keep them if you wanna. You look so good with them. You like them? I'm glad you do. You can wear them for as long as you want, okay? I have others too, in case you have to spend more than one day. You do look so cute. I could just put a bow on your head right now. Maybe later tonight when I have to do your skincare, I'm gonna have to have you wear a headband so your head doesn't go on your face while I do that. That's gonna be so cute. You don't want to spend the night with me? But I already prepared so many things. Well, the thing is that you kind of have to spend the night here. I'm not trying to scare you, but I'm not giving you a choice, if that makes any sense. Yeah, we're having a little sleepover. I think it's gonna be so fun. And then the next day, we have another sleepover. And then the next day, and the next, right? What do I mean? Well, what I mean is that you're gonna be living here with me. Yeah. Well, of course. I want you to stay here with me and live with me forever. So, well, what that means is that every night is gonna be a sleepover, right? Oh, don't worry about that. I already called your work. You don't have to go anymore. Hmm? No, they didn't say anything. But the thing is, the thing is that maybe someone had already put in your 2 weeks' notice. 2 weeks ago, of course. So now you're just free to go. Hmm? Well, I did that for you. Because I know that you'd be so much happier here with me. I know how work makes you so miserable. You tell me about it all the time. So, I never want you to suffer, ever. So I thought, this is probably just the best way. Hmm? You don't have to worry about anything, okay? You're gonna be staying here with me from now on. And I'll take such good care of you. And, lucky you, I love to cook. So, every day is gonna be like having your own private chef. I'll be cooking for you and taking care of anything that you need. I just want to make you happy, okay? And we will be. We will be very happy. I can promise you that. All you have to do is just stay here with me and let me take care of you. Live with me. You already like my room, right? I tried to make it so pretty for you. Well, of course, the first few days might be a little weird, but you're gonna get used to it in no time. I'm sure of that. And I'll try my best to be the best girlfriend that you'll ever have, okay? What? Yeah. I do want to be the best for you. That's what I said. No? Your girlfriend? You want me to be your girlfriend? Wait, what? I said that? Oh. I guess I got ahead of myself there. I meant to ask you a little later about that, but well, since you brought it up, I guess it doesn't matter anymore, right? Yeah, you're right. I do want to be your girlfriend because I've liked you for so long. Well, you probably know about this. You probably noticed, right? I've liked you ever since we know each other, basically. And I can't ever imagine living without you. I want to be your girlfriend right now and be your girlfriend forever. And I don't ever want to be apart from you, okay? I want us to love each other, first and foremost, and then always be together, no matter what happens. Because I'll always love you, no matter what happens today or any day while you're here, or whatever you might respond right now. After I'm done with all this. This is a little embarrassing, but I knew that the time had to come. And I guess this is the best time, right? You're at my place, you're in my bed, you're wearing my Hello Kitty pajamas. So, basically, what I wanted to say is that you drive me crazy. You do. And I've been so crazy for you for a long time now. And I just couldn't hold myself back any longer. I needed to tell you somehow, and I wanted to take care of you and be able to feed you, put your pajamas on, and just be there for you like a girlfriend would. And I finally can. Well, of course, if you allow me, but I hope that you can see the honesty in my eyes and all the love that I have for you in my heart. Cause it's a lot. It really is. I love you. I love you so much. And no matter what happens now, you can be sure that you'll always have a place in my heart and in my house and anywhere that I am ever at life. Yeah. I'll shut up now. I'm sorry about all that. What? You like me too? Like me like a friend? Or like a girlfriend? Are you serious right now? I can't believe this. You really want me to be your girlfriend? Of course, yeah. I love you so much. Wait, no, don't get up. You need to take care of yourself. It's okay. We can hug another time, okay? Just lay in bed. I don't want you to hurt your head again. I'm so happy, baby. You don't know how much this means to me. So, it's okay for you to stay with me, at least for a little bit? Of course, baby. I'll take care of you so good. You look so cute right now. Do you need anything? A hug from your girlfriend? You're so cute. Well, how can I say no to that? But be careful, okay? Come here, I'll help you up. Be careful. There you go. Did you like that? Yeah? I can give you so many more. Any day, any time, yeah. I'm all yours now, baby. And you're all mine. Do you want a little water? No? It's okay. Do you want some food? Starting to get late. You want something else? What are you doing? You're gonna get cold if you take that off. Did you not like Hello Kitty? I thought that maybe I could have given you the cinnamon roll one. That one was blue. Maybe you would like that one better. You liked it? Why are you grabbing me like that, babe? I told you that you would get cold. Come on, let me go get you a blanket. What? Baby, you can let go of me. What do you want? girlfriend after all, so don't think that I've never thought about that. You're so cute. Of course I'll give you that baby. I'll give you whatever you ask me. Come here, baby. Let me get on top of you. Do you like me like this? You do? You know, if you want something from me, you just have to ask, okay? I would give you anything in the world. Anything that you ask for. I'm all yours, okay? I'll do anything for you. You're so cute. Come, baby. I missed you so much. Why are you so adorable, baby? We've barely done anything and I can already feel you so excited. Yeah? I can feel you under me, baby. It already feels so good. You should take my pajamas off, too. I want you to see what you've been missing. Do you like it? I knew that you would. I've worked on my body to be the hottest girl ever for you. Only for you and for when this opportunity came. Now you finally get to enjoy it. Come on, baby, let me have it already. Feels too good under me. Yeah? Okay. Oh, fuck. Oh, that feels so good, baby. Oh, you're so much bigger than I thought. Baby, I already knew that you were big, but this feels so fucking good. You should have told me so much sooner. I can't believe I've been missing out on this for so long. Fuck. Baby, you're so hot. Have you been going to the gym, too? I can tell that you have. You think I'm hot, too? I love you so fucking much. I got so hot for you, baby. Also, you could. So you could feel me and touch me. You can do whatever you want to me, baby. This entire body, it's all yours for you. Just do whatever you want. Oh, fuck, it feels so good. Yeah, keep going like that, baby. You don't know how many times I've thought about this. How many sleepless nights I've dreamed about this. But no dream ever came close. To how good this would be. Baby. Am I doing good for you? Yeah? Does it feel good? I wanna be a good girl for you tonight. I wanna be the best girl for you. Every single night. I will be, I promise. Oh, fuck. I love you so fucking much, baby.